Hello everyone and welcome again to the Value Cafe with Esther. This is a safe space where I have conversations with my friends and we share our lessons across our life journeys, and hopefully you get to gain one or two values from it. And today I have some of my friends. Okay, let me give you a bit of a background. I am currently undergoing the NYSC orientation camp experience here in Sokoto State. Yeah, I know, like Sokoto now. And then it has been a very interesting journey so far, some ups, some downs, and I've met a lot of different people from different places. And you know how it is when people are deployed to states and it might not have been what they wanted in the first place. So I gathered some of my friends to get on this episode with me to share about their own experiences, what their expectations were about their deployment and all of that. So welcome everybody.
Thank you.
Okay, so I would have everyone introduce themselves. There's a platoon match or platoon competitions going on in the background, so but it's all part of the camp experience, so don't mind the noise if you pick up any at the end of the day. So I'm going to start from my, you can't see us, but from my far right. Could you introduce yourself, where you are from, your state of origin, and one fun fact about you?
I'm Dr. Chidera Olon Namifula. I'm from Abia State, medical doctor by profession. Fun fact, I like to try out new things.
Okay.
Thank you.
My name is Dr. Terimizi Balarabi. I'm from Kebbi State. I'm a medical doctor by profession. Fun fact about me. What could it be? I think maybe I just like meeting new people.
Nice to meet you. Not that I'm exactly new.
Alright, from Amina Ibrahim Lady. I'm a pharmacist by profession. I'm from Nasarawa State.
Okay.
Fun fact about me, I love food.
Foodie by profession.
Okay, my name is Dr. Abimbola Adiago. I'm from Osun State. I'm a medical doctor by profession. And I love to observe and to go on adventure.
Okay, thank you so much. So, I think we have a diverse mix. We have someone from Abia, Kebbi, Nasarawa, and Osun State. I'm from Delta myself. So, let me go back. Let me go directly to Dr. Balarabi, right beside me. So, how did you get here, Sokoto State? Well, tell us the old journey.
I think our call-up letter was placed, I think, was it on Saturday or so? And unfortunately for me, when I logged in into my portal in NYSC website, I saw that I was deployed in Yobe State, which quite frankly was very difficult, like, for me to accept because of the distance and the insecurity in the country. And so I actually made some few calls. And then, luckily for me, I was able to find a way to change it to Sokoto State, and that's how I get here.
There you are, daddy long legs.
They are not very long.
But at least we got to Sokoto, right?
Yeah,
as far as Sokoto.
Yeah.
All right.
Chidera. Okay. For me, how was I doing that day? Apparently, I got a few calls from my friend that the call operator, they're actually out. I tried logging in. Apparently, there was much traffic on this on the portal. I was a little bit nervous because, frankly, I was caught between going to Bayelsa or Sokoto. But in the long run, I was like, I beg, let me go somewhere far from home and get the experience. As in, down south, there's a myth about up north. So I wanted to come and see what the myth is all about. Apparently, later that day, I opened my portal, I saw Sokoto. Before I could do anything, most of my colleagues and classmates sent me their own Sokoto, Sokoto, Sokoto.
Oh, wow.
So somehow I was happy. At least I wasn't coming alone to experience it. So that was literally half. Part of me felt happy because I've been here before and I felt happy I was here. Part of me was still nervous and I'm still nervous somehow. Well, let's see how he goes.
Okay.
Thank you.
So from down south to up north. Okay, fam, Amina.
Alright, actually, during the registration, I was the one that used my hand and clicked Sokoto. So, there was no two ways about it. I was expecting it. And then when they call up later, I wasn't nervous or anything. I was just like, okay, let me see. Since I'm from Nasarawa, I'm sure since Sokoto was my first choice, there is high probability that I was going to get deployed here. So that was it. I saw Sokoto, I was like, alright.
And then here you are.
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Dr. Abimbola.
This Saturday was going on very well. You know, I was happy. I was enjoying myself until I just saw a notification on my class group page and I checked this timeline. I saw about 41 messages. So I was like, okay, what's going on? And I checked and I saw that we were like, go and check your portal, your color letter is hard. To me, I was like, of course, Ogun State, because I've always wanted Ogun State. So one of my colleagues, who's also in Sokoto now, he uploaded his own, he did a screenshot, so he saw, welcome to Sokoto State, seat of the country. So I was like, wow, so you are going, may the good Lord help you. Yeah. Not knowing that we'll also be going together. So I tried to log on to my dashboard, and just as Dr. Chidera said, the traffic was so much, so I had to check deployment guide. And when I saw it, I also saw, welcome to Sokoto State, seat of the Caliphate. It was like, I was not myself, like I was dreaming. I had to check it about 3 times. In fact, I was not yet convinced until I was able to print my call-up letter, and I was like, no, this can't be happening. But eventually, I had to start packing my bags. In fact, even when I told my mom was like, I know, you must be joking. Until she saw the call-up letter, she didn't believe. And then, started planning the journey, seat of the Caliphate, and here we are.
You landed there, Sha.
Landed there, Sha.
Okay, let me just follow up on that. What were the expectations you had about Sokoto?
Expectations about Sokoto State. I've never been to Sokoto State. In fact, I've never been to any part of the north. Okay, except for Abuja. So
does Abuja count as north? People don't think of Abuja as north.
No, really. Maybe the Jewish part of north. So I was just like, let me just come. Since I'm not impressed with the state already, so whatever I face, I'm just going to try and cope,
adapt,
and adapt. You know, I've always been looking forward to NYC. Okay, we do this, but
I'm like, match okay. Anyway.
I was like, well, at the end of the day, I shall be at the clinic, so the 21 days would be over. And I think Sokoto is just there,
Okay, if you had a choice, sorry, I don't want you to lose that line.
Okay.
If you had a choice to like change it on the spot, like if you had the option,
yes,
would you, and which state? Okay, you already mentioned Ogun State. So if not Ogun or Sokoto, where would it have been?
Maybe Oyo State.
Okay. Yes. Because it's just safe, it's in your southwest.
No. Actually did my internship in Ogun State.
Okay.
And I've been looking forward even before the end of my internship that I would also serve there, and even maybe after service still continue
to work
there. So I'd always planned it like that.
Yeah.
So, and I'm still hoping that I would go back even after these 21 days.
What makes you think you will not spend 11 more months?
No. Don't let us start that.
Okay. That's Amina. Yeah, have you been here before?
Yes.
Like before now?
Yes.
So what expectations did you have, and between then and now, like, have they been met, or is it worse, is it better?
Okay, I think when I came to Sokoto for the first time, it was not during this hot weather. I think it was more of the raining season, so it was not that bad. But now the state is worst. Like when it comes to this hot weather issue, God, it's really terrible, I won't lie. Though I stayed in Brendan Kebbi, but over there in Brendan Kebbi, it's as hot as here, but at least there is like the electricity supply there is way much more better than here in Sokoto. So at least you have like your AC or your fan to cool off. And where, because I did internship in Brendan Kebbi FMC, so most of the pharmacy offices, the pharmacy department had AC, so we're working on that AC. So at least like the hot weather was not that much, but here now I'm soaking my bed with sweat. I'm working in the clinic and sweating. Yeah. Like, it's really terrible, I won't lie. But I don't want to have any bad feelings towards this date, because I'm going to stay here way more longer than I think. So I just want to be positive about the whole state and just enjoy it while I can. That's it.
Yeah, I think I feel you on that, because personally, when I registered from the state options I had, I picked Sokoto, Osun State, Kwara, and Enugu State, and it was like, I was like, yeah. I wanted to go for, like, at most now, if I'm even going to go very far, maybe Kwara, like. Unfortunately, they had bigger plans for me. They threw me to Sokoto. And when I saw it that day, because we had been expecting the call-up letter to have dropped the day before, but then nothing happened. And then in the morning, I checked, and then I saw Sokoto. I think my reaction was just that of, I just started laughing. I wasn't angry, I wasn't sad, I wasn't happy. I just found it funny. I remember texting my friend that, hey, God's sense of humor, eh? And beforehand, I'd always been saying, like, if I get thrown to Sokoto anyway, I'm not going. In fact, I will forget about NYSC. Any national appointment I want to have, or any political ambition, whatever, I'm not. But then, like, right there and then, I found myself, with the help of my friends and family, I found myself planning a trip, booking everything, making my hair, all that same day. But then I was careful. I had heard a lot of things. Of course, top of the list was, like, the security issue and all of that, and which was one of the major things that made me pick Sokoto in the first place. Like, at least of all the states in the north, I had heard that Sokoto is relatively
safer.
So... But then my own expectations, well, I didn't have so much knowledge apart from what is the seat of the caliphate. So I think my mindset was more of curiosity, like, oh, okay, so this is going to be a new life experience. Let's see how it goes. But then maybe unconsciously, I was prepared for the worst, like, oh, the heat, the this, the that. So when the thing hits me here, even though I complained a bit though, but I knew that, I had prepared for this in a way that was going to be soaked. But then, even with the fan, it's still blowing hot air. My phone is always overheating. I don't even know. So, even if you as a northerner can complain about the heat, so I feel like our own complaints, who are we? Mere mortals like us. Okay, so Dr. B.
Well, me, actually, Sokoto is a very, it's like home to me. Because... Okay. My mom is from here. My uncles and my aunties are from here. My elder sister is married in Sokoto. She lives here with her children. My immediate younger brother is in Udut. He's in Usman Dafodio University, Sokoto. He lives in Sokoto. So I come to Sokoto from time to time for some family events or some just visits like that. So I'm already familiar with the state, but of all my siblings, I'm the only person that has never actually lived in Sokoto. I just come because I live in Kebbi, so it's like an hour 30-minute journey. I don't need to sleep here when I come. I'll just come in the morning, do whatever I want. I will just leave. So but now. Even now that I created a way to come here, I don't have an intention of staying, actually. I want to finish my orientation program and find a way again to redeploy myself back to my state. Because I have some things I want to do there. But I think over the course of the orientation program, and I spoke to some of my friends that live here, I actually changed my mind that I'm going to stay here, like, for the whole NYSC distance program. So I don't know. I feel like I'm kind of familiar with the state, but at the same time, I'm also curious about, okay, now I'm going to live in Sokoto, like, really live in Sokoto. How different will it be from the experience I had? Like, I know, like, even this 2 weeks that I've spent here, I won't lie to you, I didn't like it very much because, like everyone, I experienced the same thing. The heat is too much. The light is it's just bad like that. And actually the whole camp life like that is not for me. I thought that I would never have to live like this ever again since secondary school. So I thought my life is just going to keep growing and like that. But here we are. But I think over time I begin to cope, kind of. So I'm just looking forward to how is it going to be, and I'll just give myself 3 months trial. If I can't, I'll just find a way to go back.
Please, this soap, come and give us now. Like,
so no, nothing is guaranteed, though.
We will hold on to you. Let it be on record that I know someone.
I want you to have experience.
Yeah.
In Sokoto, I want you to enjoy Sokoto State.
And you know.
Me, I already had experience.
Oh, really? Well, speaking of which, I guess I hope that maybe after camp, if we have the chance, you could actually maybe take us around or like let us know the places we could visit, since you are very privy to a lot of places here.
Yeah, I think that would be actually I think that's something we can do. If you guys are going to stay, I'm going to be very happy about that.
And then you leave us after 3 months.
No, it depends on how the 3 months goes.
Okay.
So hopefully it will go. If you guys stay, then maybe that will convince me to stay too. If you people can cope, who am I to say I can't cope from Kebbi State?
But I think that's the old, and that's one thing they kept telling us, that especially when we're doing our own manual wardrobes, my platoon, and you know they were saying that, you know, NYC life is full of challenges, and that's part of the old experience. For some of us, this is a very new world for us, and then we are getting exposed to new obstacles and all of that. And so I guess having the mindset to, you know, just experience new things, take things in stride, is what is going to help us cause through, I think, the remaining 1 week or so that we still have left here. And for some people, the remaining 1 year or 11 months. Okay, so Dr. Chi.
My expectations. First time I was here was sometime in 2019, I think. I came for a house job interview in Udut. The first thing I remember as I landed was there was this hot sun on my head. I was like, okay, what the hell? The 1 week I spent in Udut, I was darker than ever. Hi. So, second time coming, I was expecting. In fact, I came prepared. Because then it was a new environment. I didn't come with anything. I just came with my soap, small cream and all. This time around, even my younger ones, they told me, brother,
sunscreen,
carry bleaching cream, anything
to bleach back,
anything just to make you remain. So my expectation when I was coming, I was expecting, as I came a little bit lighter, I knew that I was going back a little bit darker after the 11 months. Well, another thing, I came expecting to meet new friends, new people, get to learn a new language, get to learn new culture, get to have another perspective to life. Actually, I know I still had some resistance from my dad especially, but my mom was open to the idea when I explained to her.
That's
that was
when, it's usually the other way around.
That's exactly what I was
saying. Let the boy go and be his own man. You cannot murder him for life, something like that.
No, my mom is more open-minded. She was the one that gingered me, and I was happy she gingered me, because thus far, I've actually got to meet new people, wonderful people. Yes, like, I know it's not good.
You wish.
No, as in, if you told me that tomorrow, as in, I'll be able to sit down with Banana Bay, I knew from nowhere. You understand? Those are the kind of experiences. I'm meeting new people from different angle, different perspective of life. It's improving, as in I'm growing as a person. I believe I'm growing as a person. That was my ultimate experience. And if peradventure in life, I still stay down east or down south there for the rest of my life, I'll never forget this experience, and I'll never forget the impact people had on me.
Yeah,
that's beautiful.
That's actually,
because almost everybody I knew and that I talked to wanted to relocate. They just let's do the 3 weeks and Japan away from here. But here you are, you're someone who you intentionally wanted to come to Sokoto and experience all of this. I guess that's a very beautiful mindset to have.
I think of all our stories, yours is like, it's more beautiful. Like, you actually want to be here. And of all the challenges, it didn't like change your mindset about it. It even makes you even more curious about it. And then this is what you want to do. I think that's actually kind of nice. And Sokoto is going to be very lucky to have you.
Sokoto ambassador.
At the end of the day, I get to meet the Sultan. And even if for nothing else, I get to just enter his palace. Yeah.
Maybe they should even give you wife here. So you become a son of the soil.
Yeah, the son of the caliphate.
Actually. Okay. Apart from, say, Sokoto in general, like tying the NYC experience to Sokoto, like, on its own, the NYSC experience, the old orientation course, how has it been like for you? Did you think, like, do you even still believe that it's relevant, that should Nigeria continue, like, having this?
Very good question.
Or should it be scrapped? And yes or no, why?
Okay, thank you. As at yesterday, my perspective about this NYSC orientation camp was that, because I try to imagine how people will sit down together as a committee and bring this kind of structure together for youth that just finished from university. Yes, okay, it is good. You want them to be able to know how to maybe match, do manual drills, challenges, but you still have to be considerate. It is too stressful. It's too stressful. You wake up very early in the morning, you still come even today. Imagine weekends, Saturday, Sunday, even on Sunday, you still have to go out there and parade and march, and the soldiers will be rushing after you. May I feel, even if they still want this NYC to continue, there has to be an adjustment to it. Yes, I know that the officials involved, they are making a lot of money, of course, we know that. But consider the people that are partakers of it. Yes, during that time, it might not be as tedious as this, but this thing will continue like this if they don't change it. So I'm not totally in support of it that they should scrap it, because today, when I was at the NCCF camp,
Church.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we had a guest speaker who has been in Sokoto State for the past 25 years. And we're trying to tell us that this vision of this NYC had been in existence since 1972. That around 1930s, somebody made a prophecy of it that there will be a time where youth will come together from different parts of Nigeria and that they will go somewhere to serve, where they will be paid. And that through that means, they can try and reach, like, preach the gospel to people, cover so many things, do this together in unity, and then move the country forward together as one, which I believe it is important, because of course we get to orientation camps, you see people from different places. We are not really using this means as way of making that unity to be in place. So they still have a lot of things that we need to adjust, because even our leaders, what they just feel is, okay, yes, the money allocated for NYSC, okay, we are allocating 50 billion, let's remove 35 billion, let's give it. That's all what they are concerned about. They need to sit down and look at it, that, okay, what is the way forward? What is the importance of this thing? Where do we need to adjust? So I don't think they should scrap it. I just feel that there needs to be
improving.
Yes, improving, and they should restructure everything. Yes.
Okay. But personally, your own camp experience here,
okay,
what has been the
my
best and the worst
experience? Wow, that's been a good one.
I mean, you met me.
Yes, I've met so many fantastic people.
Right?
Yes, so many fantastic people. Aside the 5 o'clock party, well, I think I can match now to some extent.
Yes. You can tell your children and grandchildren.
Yes, you know, the man who wore drill was also a very wonderful experience for me, even though I injured my hand, but you know, it's such a wonderful one, climbing, everything. Then I think being a part of the medical team, you know, meeting different people, and not really like an excuse, dear listeners, you know, now we are the clinic. Sometimes we don't get to, you know, run around like that.
Because we
need to take care of those they are bringing.
It's
so,
also service, actually.
Yeah. So I really enjoyed the benefit, and we are still enjoying it, even the way we are talking to you right now. So it has been a wonderful one. Then, you know, this idea of queuing for food, you know, maybe a number 30, number 50, but you just sit down and expect them to bring your food to you. And you eat it. It has really been a wonderful one. It's not really a bad one, except so bad. For the weather. The hot weather, you know, even sometimes when you hold your fan, all what you feel is hot breeze. Yes, and this sandstorm, which I've never seen before. What I've seen before, maybe like something like a wild wind, but yeah. Sokoto State, it's an experience I can never forget. Yes, yes. So, Bamako,
and I hear really you're very one. Close to Nigeria, Niger border.
So that means we can very soon we can even
travel abroad.
Exactly.
Okay, Fama Mina.
Alright. I've always said this. I think I had to undergo therapy session with Dr. Bola, who happens to be my good friend. Aww. Because we work together at FMCBK, but he's here doing Shakara. I've always said it.
Oh, you take her along?
No. No. If everybody's going.
No, we are not leaving.
I've always said this. I think among the criteria for this NYC thing, it should not only be medical fitness tests, they should also be mental tests. Because at a point, I was mentally losing it. Because many of us have been in our comfort zone. Like, it's really hard adapting to this kind of routine. And I think when you're in school, you know you're stressed, you're under pressure and everything. But at least there are sometimes you'll be like, I'm not doing this. But here, you're forced to do it. You have no choice. It's like you're a prisoner in a cage. You can't even walk around to receive fresh air. Because it's either you're at the clinic or you're at the parade ground or you're at the lectures. You can't even eat when you want to. It must be the time for eating. Mm-hmm. Like, can't I just have small chops when I want to, when I feel like?
Very important. Small chops now.
So these things were really hard for me to adapt to. Like, seriously speaking, queuing to bathe, queuing to fetch water. Like, most of us are not used to it. But coming here, you have no choice than to adapt. So, for you to be able to adapt, I think psychologically I was mentally losing it because it was really hard on me. That's just the truth. And secondly, I think for this whole orientation course, like, I think it's already a curriculum for every camp. So I think for places like Sokoto that the weather is really unfavorable, I think the activity should at least be a little
adjusted.
Yeah. Yeah. So like probably if we can have the morning parade, no problem, then your breakfast 8 o'clock to 9, then I think for that lectures 2 o'clock is okay, like from 9 to 11 for the lectures, instead of extending it to like 12:30 to 1 when the sun is really, really hot. Really hot, like it's piercing your soul.
Not even your soul.
I'm telling you, it's piercing your soul. Like being in a crowded place with that hot sun, it's really, 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 really not nice at all. Then coming out, like 4 p.m. here is like 2 p.m. in other states.
Very hot.
So at least that time should also be adjusted. If they can adjust it a little bit to like 4:30, 5 p.m., I think that would be way more, much more better. Then the social activities are quite good. I won't lie, they are quite nice. So I think those are just the little changes that I think for places like Sokoto, like they really need to adjust some things. Because the number of people falling ill and fainting and the rest is really, with the dust and the sandstorm, it's really, really not nice. So that's it.
Yeah, I think I totally feel you on your last point because I know it's under the sun and in the rain. Yeah, we know the old vibe, but then there's really a lot of shock factor that a lot of people have to consider. Because sometimes when it's time for actually evening parade or something that you have to do in the sun, I think the time when we have more emergencies at this period, lot. And in the evenings, and the sun is very, 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 very high here. Even by 6 p.m., it's still like blazing hot. So there are some of those situations they have to consider, because then we have to start grappling with people. I believe that, of course, Nigerians, the Nigerians are resilient. People can actually partake in these activities. But then when the sun is super hot, and all, like, people just start having a stroke, and then you fall, and we don't even know how much these people are taking enough water. So I feel like we don't have to scrap the old, like, parade, the evening parade, but maybe you can move it to the, maybe when it's cooler now, maybe by 6:30, or maybe move it maybe till after breakfast, and then any other thing that requires sitting down, like the lectures, can be done during, so at least that way we find a bit of a balance and not like risk people's life. People's parents are tomo agitating that hey, my daughter and my son, they must come home. Dr. B, you've already mentioned a bit of it, some of your expectations, having experienced Sokoto before, but is there any particular one that was met about the NYSC camp experience itself now?
Well, actually, obviously, I have friends who have already done their NYSC programs, NYSC camp. They already had that experience and all. So, you know, people do it. People experience their own in very different parts. And they will tell you, this one will tell you the experiences he had, and the other will tell you which is totally different from the other one. So you get sometimes a bit confused on what to expect, like... You would think that maybe it's the same at every camp orientation, so it's actually not. So yeah, but when I came in, because I had so many theories, like I don't even know what to expect. I just know that it's going to be very, very uncomfortable for me, knowing who I am. I have been living on my own for a very long time. Even when I was in the university, I was in medical college in India. I live in my own like apartment. For almost like 6 years I was there, I live by myself. I do things on my own time. And the studies there are not as stressful as they are in Nigeria, and the freedom is much more. So even at my house, I have my own private space. Like sometimes I can just live in my room for like the whole day without talking to anybody, just me with my thoughts and all. So I have been in that.
But yes, CMD.
So but coming here, and then I was charged with the responsibility of being the CMD of the camp clinic. A lot is expected from me. Many people will come at any random time looking for CMD, so I have to be available at all times. It's very, very stressful. Like I hardly have enough sleep, especially in the first few days that I used to sleep in the clinic. It's hot. I can't sleep when it's very hot like that. I have to be coming out like every 30 minutes for fresh air, then go back and sleep. Like it's just too much, and I'll come back all drowsy, and still the work will be it's just too much. So but over time I decided on my own, I stopped sleeping in the clinic. I went back to my hostel, so at least now it has been a little better in that aspect. And luckily for us, the amount of emergencies that we used to have in the beginning has significantly have adapted. So the work and the experience is getting a lot nicer, because as the time goes on, every day I'm meeting new people, I'm making new friends. So I got a new CMAC. So I met new friends from all the various departments in the clinic. Like when I come in, the vibe is just great. Like I'm really having a good time now. Like
obviously,
like I never expected I would reach a point
like this.
But I'm very happy it turned out this way. And about the whole scrapping the whole in NYSC or program, personally, I happen to talk to some people that are of low socioeconomic states, like how during the course of their NYSC program, it helped them financially. And now they are not in a better place than they were when they were doing their NYSC program. So I tend to look at it at their own perspective. Like there are a lot of people who's this 33,000 naira that we don't think is much. To some people, it actually means the world.
Let me
to
put it out there. To anybody that is listening.
So to some people, it means the world to them. Like they use it to help themselves and their families.
Mm.
And like the whole idea, even though one of the key reasons why they create this whole NYC is to unite Nigeria as a whole, so that the people from different parts of the Nigeria will interchange, so that you get to experience different parts of Nigeria and meet people and create bond and love between yourselves. Even though I can't say it's 100% like it's met, but at least there are a lot of people that when they, from like the northerners, when they go to the south, they had a lot of meat, like he said, and all. Like when they go, they will actually see that there are a lot of genuinely nice people. Like they will have a good experience, they will meet people. Some people, when they even come back, they will look for a reason for them to go back. Because they enjoy the life they had. For that reason, I believe that they should continue with the program. But like my colleague here said, my friend and colleague Dr. Abimbola, like everything that we do, however much advantage it has, it has its own disadvantages. Like the whole system needs to be modified in a way to make it much more favorable to the youth that are actually undergoing the training and the experience. Like especially with Sokoto State and the neighboring states here that are actually very hot in this summer, like they don't need to fixate on doing the programs at the same time as other states. Because it's not as favorable as it is to them. So we have to consider the weather factor in each and every camp orientation, the state. We have to just find a way to adjust it so that at least it will be a little more comfortable for the corpus. It doesn't take anything away from the experience. It actually makes you feel like it will even help you be more interested adapt more. So I think if there's anything that they need to modify on, I think is that. But generally, I think it's a program that is helping a lot of people that are struggling financially. And I think even for that reason, they should continue with the program, but find a way to just modify it a little bit.
Get that. So,
Dr.
Chi, what's your take?
NYSC. If I'm to choose yes or no, I obviously go for yes. Personally, anyways. Why? First and foremost, when I went to Unity Secondary School. So I'm already all about Unity, and meeting my best friend in school was Fulani. So I mingled well. So I was always, that was a very wonderful experience for me. He was very nice. The time I came to Sokoto for the first time, just a lady, a medical officer, she didn't know me from Adam. One came from Jos, she helped me. The other one, she's a Benue lady that stays here, housed me for a week, nothing. So I was, you understand, these are people that I don't know from anywhere. So it was a nice experience for me. And I believe if peradventure we tend to mix up and see people, I'm not saying people don't have their bad sides. Everybody has a good side and a bad side, but if you tend to see the good side of people every now and then, Nigeria, it is now. We need this unity more than ever.
Yeah.
If he's from Benin Kebbi, as in he's from Kebbi. If tomorrow now they tell me, go to Kebbi and do something, go and kill somebody there in Kebbi or go and bomb somebody. I remember my very good friend, Dr. Baralade. I'll be like, what if it's... You understand that kind of thing? This is one of those, I'm not saying it's perfect.
Yes.
It's not perfect.
Yes.
But at least it gives you that, before you do something, you get to think twice, three times, four times. If this wasn't there, I've met people from Edo, if I was where I was, I wouldn't have been able to meet people like this. I wouldn't have been able to actually get a take on people's culture. I wouldn't have been able to be more accepting to people's culture. So for me, I feel this is a wonderful experience. And based on how our country is going and how it is, I think they even need to modify it a little bit more. I think it's one of the best things that can ever happen to Nigeria. There are people who get married here. An Igbo guy getting married to an Hausa lady, they say divide the country tomorrow, today. That person, he will think twice before doing anything. So this is just a way of, yes, I know but this is just a way to strengthen the little ties we have.
Yeah.
And if it's a wonderful, as an ad, to me personally, I feel it would be a very wrong thing to actually scrap the NYC.
You are a preacher.
Yes.
No, right from childhood, I was opportuned. Whenever anybody asks me, I keep saying, our federal government on its own, they need to, anything that brings about unity in Nigeria, unity schools, these NYC programs, they need to reinforce it more. It's a way of you actually interacting with people, seeing people as people, yes, not as tribes.
Yeah, that's
not numbers, not states.
That way, if we have plenty people from, you see people from different socioeconomic distinct, different tribes, you tend to interact with them, you tend to, once you debunk a myth, when you meet your other colleague or your other friend, you tell them, the person tells you something like this, you tell them, it's just a myth, you debunk it there. And once you debunk plenty myths, Nigeria will be a wonderful place to stay. I'm not saying it doesn't have its challenges. Every country has its challenges at every, but these little things that can actually strengthen our bonds, we should at least make it stronger, modify it, preach it, enforce it more. That's what I feel. On my own personal level, is actually a nice thing to, it would be a very, 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 very wrong thing to scrap. This, because this is just one of the few things that is still standing. Our unity schools are going down, but this is one of the few things
that is still strong enough
to make people from different places of life meet each other.
So, people, you have heard from the Honorable Minister of Unity and Harmony. I completely agree with everything he has said, and like, I think a similar thread runs through what most people have also said here. It's one of those things that just still brings people together. You know, like Dr. Mbola referenced the guest speaker from NCCF earlier today, and he also said something. He said, even if you were one of the proponents of dividing Nigeria and like war and like let everybody just break and separate, let's go and fight and all of that, as long as you have a family member or a friend in any of the batches, you just for that period you are constantly praying for peace for Nigeria, because you shall want your people to return home safe to you. You can now say, oh, afterwards, so Nigeria can go ahead and do whatever it wants to do and separate and do whatever. But in the meantime, you are constantly praying for peace. And that is how intercession keeps going on for Nigeria, because once one batch leaves, another one comes. And so there's never an end to that desire for peace at any given point, whether it was intentional or it was grudging, or you really wanted it to be like that. And I guess another most beautiful thing I found about this place is that it makes you think outside of yourself, and then it makes you think of things from different perspectives. Like, you don't see people as just, you know, pictures you see in newspapers or on TV or in the crowd. You see people as individuals, as humans. They are more than just these numbers. They are more than these statistics. So you engage with them on a regular basis. You share hostels with them. You share bunks with them. They come to the clinic. You see them on parade ground. You laugh over things. You vex over things together, you rant and all of that, and then you begin to see the humanity in everybody. So it teaches you more tolerance, and then you are able to, you know, blend and grow. And even beyond NYSC, I think this is one major life lesson for me. Outside of NYSC, anywhere we find ourselves in life, whether in or outside Nigeria, these are just, you know, things that we always have to hold on to. And I mean, people have made great friendships from here. Like, we've heard stories of some of our parents even have made their best lifelong friends from places like this. And you know that, if I'm traveling to any place or any state in Nigeria, I have at least one connect there that can help me, that can guide me, that can, you know, all of those things. So, we've had so much talk on this episode, and I'm going to round it up now. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much to my guests. And last words, but not literal last word, like someone is dying, but let's do this. I know we've said it in more ways than one, or like we've hinted at it and all of that. So if you had only one point or one word to, it has to be, so all of us are here now, so it has to be five different words, one word in which you can use to describe NYSC.
NYSC is
NYC Sokoto, NYC in general. Just one word.
I went like stressful.
Stressful, okay. Dr. B?
Unifying.
Unifying. Abimbola. Dr. Abims. You've not part of the word yet.
Uh-huh.
It's just one word though.
You can cope.
You can cope. Okay, maybe adaptable.
It's just there.
It's just there. You look like I want to say it is well.
It is well.
Yeah. That's not true.
Hot. Jesus. Hot.
Very hot, huh? Oh, God.
There was a word for two what? Words. Very hot.
Oh,
once you said one.
Let me say
hot.
The spirit have brought.
Yes, NYC Sokoto. One word. Inconclusive.
Okay, so we've had inconclusive, hot, unifying, stressful. And what is my own word? Okay, now
it's
not easy. I would say
insane.
Challenging. Okay, so there you have it, folks. Thank you so much for joining me in today's episode of the Value Cafe podcast. I hope that you drag your friends to actually listen to this and join us next week for another episode. I've been talking about our NYSC experience here in Sokoto with my friends from the camp clinic here. And thank you so much for joining us once again. I still remain your host, Esther Opone. And please, I love to hear from you. Send me your feedback, send me voice messages. Anything you do not agree with or that you want to buttress or you want to add or anything, feel free. You don't have to agree with what everybody has said. That is what makes this a rich conversation. Thank you so much for joining us, and I'll see you again next Tuesday. Bye.
Bye.
Hope to see you in Sokoto very soon.
Oh, they're not going to agree to that.